This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, look here now. I've got a list of the top eight college football quarterback competitions for this fall.
Here now.
One has already been decided because
Alabama, right?
Ty Simpson has won the Alabama job.
Yep.
Although it probably wasn't much of a competition if he's already being named the starting quarterback.
Sure.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
And he was widely expected. And most of these do have a player that is expected to be the guy. I don't know how many of these are truly 50-50 battles. But, you know, sometimes you go into a season thinking it's one guy and the week one hits. Or a guy struggles in the first half, another guy comes in and plays well, and that's the guy moving forward.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you got to keep some of these guys happy because you want them to stay.
Yes.
So you say, oh, yeah, competition. Meanwhile, it's like, yeah, you got no shot, dude. We just want you to stay on the roster.
Yeah.
So Ty Simpson won the Alabama job, and he was the clear favorite. Ohio State, Lincoln Kindholz v. Julian Sayin.
Yep, and Sayin's the front runner, but there's been some whispers, and it's always hard in college because people don't get to watch a whole lot, so you just kind of got to go on kind of buzz, but
it's a little bit like the Dante Moore thing where he's overwhelmingly expected to be the guy, but
you never really know.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of positive vibes coming out of Ohio State, everything I've read. And then I think it was Durden Sprague maybe a week ago had someone on that covers the Buckeyes, and he was saying that they're basically giving the job to Sayin if he just grabs it, and he has not grabbed it so far. So
that's going to make you feel good if you're a Buckeye.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking knowing
Texas coming to town.
Yeah, Texas is coming to town, and you are the favorite in that.
Yeah, whoever wins the job starts against the number one team in the country week one.
Yeah.
So Kindholz is a redshirt sophomore. He played in the Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago when Kyle McCord left, and then Sayin's a five-star hotshot. He was at Alabama, but then he left after Nick Saban left and transferred to Ohio State.
So just something to keep an eye on there. I mean, they feel obviously real good about Arch Manning, but Arch hasn't played a lot of football either. So Texas and Ohio State will be a new face at Ohio State, and it will be a new face despite what people tell you. Arch Manning has proven jack S in the world of college football, other than he beat the crap out of Mississippi State, like one of the worst teams in the SEC in the one game.
Michigan, Bryce Underwood, the hotshot freshman, against Mikey Keene.
And that is one where everyone seems to think that it is Underwood's job, and there is good buzz coming out of Michigan about
Yeah, he sounds like he looks good.
Yeah.
Mikey Keene's an old guy. He spent 2 seasons at Central Florida and 2 seasons at Fresno State. He's been pretty productive. And, of course, Michigan's pass game is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
So Underwood's a freshman. Guessing he'll win the job, but...
And he was, like, the number one player, was supposed to go to LSU. And then Dave Portnoy and Larry Ellison's wife got together and gave the kid a couple $1 million and were like, hey, why don't you come to Michigan?
Do you know who Bryce Underwood's high school coach was?
I do not.
Connor Stallions.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He coached him in high school.
I didn't know that.
But now he's at Michigan.
Underwood's like a good dude. He bought his school's janitor like a car.
High school?
Yeah, yeah. I guess there was a janitor there that was just kind of like, you know, kind of a cool guy. And Underwood always talked to him and thought he was just a hardworking dude. And so when he got a bunch of the NIL money, he bought him like a Ford Explorer or something. It's kind of a cool video. He was like, dude. Like,
is Underwood come from money or is
no,
this NIL stuff?
NIL stuff, yeah. I mean, Underwood got millions to go to play at Michigan. Despite, you know, pay for play, he got paid a lot.
Notre Dame, CJ Carr versus Kenny Minchie. Mm-hmm. Top college football quarterback battle.
And Carr is the young guy, right?
He is the grandson of former Michigan quarterback Lloyd Carr, Michigan coach Lloyd Carr.
Okay.
And I think Lloyd Carr actually played quarterback too, but I know him as the coach.
And yeah, Carr was a big time recruit. I know that.
Yeah, he was 4-star. Minchie signed with Notre Dame a year earlier, was also a 4-star. Neither player threw a pass in 2024. And whoever wins the job will make his first start on the road at Miami.
Hmm. And like, if you're Notre Dame, think about how far you went last year and you did it with a quarterback that couldn't throw the ball. I mean, Riley Leonard moved around with his feet, but this is another one. Like, if you're Notre Dame, like, this should be an improvement. Like, your offense should get better. You've got a great class. You got an elite running back. Doorstep of a national title last year. And I know it's a freshman, but at least it's a freshman in theory that can throw the football. Although, be careful with that. I'm often surprised at how many, like, 4- and 5-star recruits that you see. They're like, oh, my God, this guy's the second coming. And then you watch him play, and you're like, he can't throw. It baffles me.
So you may be wondering where the guy went who came in for Riley Leonard in the championship game, or was that the semifinal game? I can't remember.
I thought it was the semifinal.
It was the Penn State game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so semifinal game. Steve Angeli, he transferred to Syracuse.
Oh.
He is taking the place of Kyle McCord.
Mm. So clearly he wasn't going to win that job.
Well, this says that a lot of people thought that he would be the starter this year.
And he bolted?
I don't know. It must not. Yeah, I mean,
He couldn't have felt very good. And look, this is kind of the ugly secret of college football. Coaches, they de-recruit their players. They just do.
Upgrade.
Yeah, they upgrade. So they'll go to a kid and be like, hey, man, it's probably time for you to go find somewhere else to play. Like, it's not going to happen for you here.
They can't afford to just let guys take the hint and kind of like, oh, we just won't fix the glitch and ignore them. Like, they if they're not going to work, make it work with you, they need to bring the new guy in immediately.
Yeah.
So Tennessee has a pretty interesting quarterback battle. They've got Joey Aguilar, who transferred in from UCLA, ironically, because that's where Nico went.
Yeah.
George McIntyre, who was Nico's backup, Jake Merklinger, he was the backup there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a hotshot 4-star recruit who was the number 4 player in the state of Tennessee, whose name is George McIntyre. All three are battling for the quarterback job at Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that some Tennessee, just on Twitter, and they were saying that it's no one has a great idea. I think it was Aguilar that they were saying maybe has a leg up, but they said that that's still very much up in the air, to the point where that may be one of those that gets settled in the first game or two. That just because someone ends up starting doesn't necessarily mean that he will be the guy. A lot of these, you will get the and or they'll both get a chance to play. Or if one guy struggles early, you're going to have a quick hook and let see if the other guy can get a hot hand.
Now, here's one that I think is a really interesting quarterback battle. We're talking about the top college football quarterback battles this fall. And we go back to Colorado, where have Julian Lewis.
And that's the big USC flip, right?
5-star recruit, yep.
Yeah, had been committed to Lincoln Riley.
Yep. And then he's going up against Caden Salter, who is a pretty good quarterback. He was at Liberty. He was the guy who was at Liberty when Oregon played him in the bowl game.
Okay. Great athlete.
And he transferred in. And, yeah, he's got good numbers and good battle there.
And they haven't said.
Do you believe?
No.
No, no.
We're not hearing anything.
I haven't paid much attention to that. It's funny how Colorado, for 2 years, was kind of one of the big stories. And with the exception of Dion's bladder cancer, can anyone tell me anything about Colorado? Like, anything at all?
Well, I just did.
Well, there you go. We got the quarterback. That's the first time I've heard of anything involving Colorado, minus Dion and his health issues. I mean, we hear about Shadur. Shadur Sanders is the most talked about Colorado Buffalo, and he's not even at Colorado anymore. It would be interesting to see, minus Hunter now and minus Shadur, what Colorado is. Like, is Colorado a contender? Because the Big 12 is wide open, right? There's not a Arizona State. I would obviously Arizona State would be the favorite. They're the highest ranked. BYU had to find a new quarterback, seemingly out of nowhere with Retzlaff being heaved. Texas Tech spent a bunch of money. I've seen Utah be a sleeper team in a lot of people's picks, but if Colorado is any good, why not Colorado? And you just don't hear anything. You just hear nothing from that program. It's kind of gone underneath the radar a bit.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Although I think that quarterback battle is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
BYU, Bear Bachmeyer versus Treyson Borgett.
Yes.
And McKay Hillstead.
Well, again.
Let me guess. All white guys.
Sounds like a bunch of Mormon names, too.
Yeah. The BYU had to up and leave due to some honor code challenges. So,
well, he got accused of sexual assault.
Yes, which turned out to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nah, don't get me started on that. But
he was just doing it. You can't do it there. They don't let you do it.
No, no. But
those charges were dropped, so then it became a consensual thing, but even that not being allowed was what ended up screwing him up.
He's out of there. Where'd he go?
He's at Tulane.
Oh, okay.
And they said that he was going to be in a battle there, but it sounds like he will probably end up winning that job, even though getting dumped in early. And I believe the freshman, Bear Bachmeyer.
Bachmeyer!
Man, his name is Bear.
His brother played quarterback for Boise State, Bachmeyer.
Hank.
It sounds like Bear and Hank. I think he is the leader in the clubhouse. They say he's got the...
he's got a quarterback name.
Yeah. The only thing that throws me, and I don't know, because he's just a freshman, but every time I see photos of him, he's wearing number 47. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, if you look up Bear Bachmeyer, and I don't know if this is just a camp thing, because at BYU all the quarterbacks wear the green jerseys, he wears number 47, and it's a bit off-putting. When I first saw it, I just assumed it was like a, I don't know, this is like maybe they eat for one practice, but every time I see him, he's wearing number 47. Wow. And if he wins that job and wears number 47, he's my new favorite player. I freaking love that.
And the last quarterback battle we should tell you about here is very high profile. It's there at North Carolina, where Bill Belichick will have to make a decision between Brad Johnson's kid, Max Johnson, who I feel like we've heard about every year for the last 5 years, and he's done nothing.
Yes.
Last year, I think he got hurt. And Gio Lopez, who started at South Alabama in 2024 and was actually pretty good, pretty efficient quarterback.
Well, and Bill is the most talked about guy right now outside of Deion Sanders. And I know they've got a lot of primetime games. And I'm just intrigued. One, I don't know anything about what North Carolina is bringing back. North Carolina every year seems to be very mid, in a very mid conference. And I wonder if the Bill Belichick thing will actually draw any eyeballs. Do you think people are going to tune in to see the hoodie?
Well, they open week one. I think they play a standalone game. I think it's a primetime game against TCU.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a Sunday game, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they do play TCU
to
start.
Is it that Sunday or Monday night, maybe?
It is Monday, September 1st. Yeah, 5 o'clock, so prime time.
That's Labor Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes, people are going to tune into that because...
I wonder if that does a big number.
It's the holiday. Because
remember, Deion got 7 million people to tune in for Colorado State.
I don't think it'll get 7 million.
I wonder what Bill gets for TCU North Carolina.
4.5?
I don't know.
3?
That, it's Labor Day. Labor Day should help, right? We're sitting around jonesing for some football?
I think so.
I don't know.
We'll circle back on that.
Yeah. That North Carolina is an intriguing story to me. One, I want to see what Bill does. It's two totally different games. Can Bill really make a difference in a sport where it really comes down to like who has the best roster? Like, and North Carolina, by all accounts, doesn't have a great roster. And the attention they get, I know he's intriguing to me. I want to see what the hoodie has going on. Honestly, Alva Jordan, what's her name? Brewster? What?
Hudson.
All that stuff has kind of died down. Someone got a hold of her and told her to shut up.
Yeah. Although Jordana Brewster, very hot.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. But yeah, Jordan, she got quiet. Yeah. You know, after that disastrous 60 Minutes interview.
Bill shut her down.
Yeah, dude. Bill put the kibosh on that.
Not talking about this.
Yeah, you haven't seen no Instagram posts, no red carpet appearances, nothing. She kind of went quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is good old-fashioned college football talk.
And technically, we still have a quarterback battle at Oregon.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have not.
So it's Novosad. Moore and who's the other guy? What's that guy's name?
It's really those two. Yes. It's Luke Moga's the Luke third, Moga. And then Akili Smith Jr.'s there as well. But it's really Novosad and Moore.
Novosad and Moore. And everyone and their mother thinks it's going to be Dante Moore, so watch it be Novosad. And I've already called it. When they release the depth chart, it will be and or. I'm guessing that Dan Lanning will not tell us who the quarterback is until they run out for the Montana State game, which don't ask me why we need Jet Age secrets against Montana State, but that's just my...
And then Dante Moore will probably play 3 series and put up 17 points, and then Novosad will go in, and then we'll go into week 2, and he'll still tell us that it's Andor.
I have that sinking feeling.
All right, UFC coming to a TV near you.
Oh, yeah.
Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.